103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
Man.
Looks like we have a moral dilemma, everybody.
This one's, I'm going to call it what it is. It's a doozy.
It's a doozy. I like that word. Mindy wrote into the show and said, am I the jerk for returning the $600 sink I broke? Here's what she said, Allie and DZ. I ordered a $600 sink from a big box home improvement store last week, and when the box came, it was very large. So I had asked my husband to move it for me across the kitchen, and when doing so, he set it down pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, chill out. It has a sink in it.
Chill out.
We opened the box, and the sink had cracked. So we took it back to the store and told them that when we opened it, it was broken, which was the truth.
Okay.
Are we the jerks for returning the $600 sink we broke and telling them it was broken when we opened it, which was the truth?
I mean.
So they accidentally broke something they ordered.
Right.
And then took it back and said, it was like this when we got it. Wasn't a lie. They don't know if it was cracked before they opened it.
I was going to say, how do you know? Because they hadn't opened it beforehand. So what do they know that the actual sink hadn't been broken? And then them setting it down had zero consequence in this.
How do they know when he threw it across the room, that's when it broke?
Right.
They don't know that.
Did they hear it? Right? Did they hear it crack? Did they hear it make a sound?
No. It came that way.
Thank you. Man, listen.
This is okay. She added a P.S. at the end that I didn't read.
Oh, snap.
She said, P.S. The store was overly apologetic.
No.
And I felt kind of bad for a split second.
What'd they do? Wait. Oh, did they give him like a credit or anything back?
It doesn't say that. Just says they were overly apologetic about the whole thing.
Listen, stores got insurance for stuff like that. They should be fine. Honestly, they should be good to go. For real.
Can you imagine you break it and then they're like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
We'll take care of this. We got you on the new sink. We're going to include installation for free now. They do some make good.
414-533-1037. Is Mindy the jerk for returning the sink she and her husband broke?
I don't know if I want to answer, because this is too much of a moral dilemma.
It's tricky. It is a moral dilemma. That's truly what it is, because most of us would take it back.
You know they know they broke that sink.
They know they broke it.
But does it matter? Because at the end of the day, all these stores got... you know what? I don't want to answer.
Ripping off somebody.
But it's a big box store.
It's like just because I robbed a rich person, who cares? That's kind of what you just said.
Yeah, that's exact. Call me Robin Hood. But it's not up to me to decide. It's on y'all.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Mindy wants to know if they're the jerk for returning the sink. They accidentally broke the $600 sink.
We don't know that. Or do we?
They opened the box. It was broken. They told the truth.
I mean, my man's kind of chucked it across the room, right?
Somebody said, total jerks. They blatantly committed fraud. Damn jerks. Somebody called them a jerk 3 times in one text.
I mean, when you say it like that, they did commit a little bit of a fraudulent activity because they were the...
Let's go to Hannah, who's calling from Milwaukee today. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning, Allie and DC.
Good morning.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Good morning. I'm going to say not the jerk this morning.
Okay, go on. You say fair game.
Right.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a reason except for it's $600. I mean, and it's a big box store. I feel like they have... Like, they've got to have, like, an amount of money that they can, like, write off or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, wouldn't you, if you ordered a $600 sink and you open the box and it was broken, be like, yikes. Like, I need to try to, I don't know, like, that's a lot of money to just be like, oh, well,
we broke
we're just going to, like, go buy another one, you
Most
know,
of
like,
us would.
Yikes.
Well, let me explain it to y'all like this. Like, and I feel like Hannah's along the same ways as this. Not to say it's a little white lie, right?
But
they opened the box after they set it down harshly. How do they really genuinely know that
it
hadn't come little cracked before, and then the movement made it a big crack?
That's
they don't
why
know.
They
got
it
no
was
clue.
The truth that when they opened it, it was broken. They just
Thank
left
you.
Out that the husband threw it across the kitchen. That's all.
Well, people throw things across.
Exactly.
It should have came protected with all the little styrofoam pieces around it, so it should have been safe, realistically.
Right.
How do they know it wasn't cracked before? Huh?
True.
Exactly. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't have another $600 for another sink. Like, yikes.
Well, good thing the store's got you.
That part. That part.
Somebody texted me and said, if the logic is that the business would be okay, that's the same as stealing a car and saying it's okay because the person has insurance, so they're fine.
Ask the Kia boys.
I'm playing.
But.
All right. Thanks for calling, though, Hannah. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Well, Samantha is calling from Williams Bay this morning, so let's pull her up. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Okay, one not the jerk. Which way are you going? Are they the jerks for accidentally breaking the sink and then returning it?
I think they are the jerks.
Oh, let me be quiet.
Go on. Yeah, stop using your logic now, DZ.
I think they're the jerk because typically big ticket items come with a warranty. Or you put an insurance on there. And if you chose not to, that's just negligence on your behalf. And you're losing out on the $600.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
They do normally ask, do you want to add the $50, $100 little warranty, whatever?
See?
Ooh.
Wow. Yes, and they threw the sink, so they are responsible for breaking it, not the store.
We know that. I don't think that's even a question.
But it's the fact that they told the store, you have to pay for my mistake, is wrong.
Right.
Well, they said it was broken when they opened it.
True.
I don't know if they really said you have to. I mean, I'm just making this up in my mind.
I don't know.
I'm acting like I was the one who returned the sink, and I have nothing to do with this scenario.
Right. But listen. They didn't necessarily lie. There was no lie.
There was not a lie.
There was omissions.
They opened the box and it was broken.
And it was broken.
That was not a lie.
They just didn't tell the store the full story about how it necessarily got to that broken
Samantha,
position.
This is when you interrupt us and go, listen, you dummies. You're wrong. they're the jerks.
You're not wrong. They weren't completely lying. However, they didn't say the truth. If they had that warranty, it would have been covered.
Right. Right. And at that point, you spending $600. What's another $50, realistically?
Right.
You know?
Honestly. Because if they break it later on, they could always go and fix it, too.
That part.
All right. Well, we got you. Now we're split down the middle. Thank you for calling, Samantha.
Thank you.
Hey, they got lucky, too, because since it was in the box, it was easier. Had they run water through it, had they already put it up and then tried to return it,
that'd be different.
That would have been a wash. Then,
Janae and Delavan said, return that sink, not the jerk. That's $600. Somebody said, the store will get credited back from the manufacturer, so not the jerk.
That is also valid.
And then Bella said, is anyone wondering why they threw the sink? I don't know. He's being rough and tough, it sounded like, in the message.
Just
he
being
just
a man.
Picked it up and threw it down and didn't realize,
right.
Maybe.
Wasn't thinking about it.
Somebody else texted in, UPS threw the box, not me.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
Some poor guy just trying to get home.
I got the Ring camera evidence to prove it.
Damn. Okay, let's go to Callie in Oak Creek this morning. Hey, Callie.
Good morning.
You're the tiebreaker. Are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for breaking the $600 sink and returning it?
Not the jerk.
Hey.
Okay.
Explain.
All right. So my husband works in logistics, and I know for a fact that these companies have a certain amount of money that they can write off and that they are insured, and they will get, mm-hmm. you know, they will... Mm-hmm. it will be taken care of.
They get that bread back no matter what, whether right. it's yep. broken actually guys, by whoever
though,
or not.
Hold on, though. Yep. But for real, though, it's just like insurance, homeowners, all these insurances. It wasn't a bad point that just because you have stuff doesn't mean people can take it if it's replaceable, if someone's going to pay to replace it.
I mean, true doesn't make it correct, yeah. but it doesn't mean anybody got hurt by this.
Basically, our morals are really low is where that if we're taking an update today on where everyone's moral compass is. We are low as hell today, everybody.
Listen, hold on.
We got to be honest about it.
Well, we are. That's why I love this segment. You're right.
100%.
We're like, screw it.
Had this been a mom and pop, we might have approached this differently.
Really?
But this was a major corporation. I'm not worried about them like
okay.
that. They got that
yeah,
kind of bread.
I agree. I agree with that, DZ, 100%.
Okay, so if you have a face with the person,
yes.
then it's stealing. If
oh,
there's
yeah.
no face, you're not stealing.
Yeah,
you guys are on crack.
It's a big corporation. I'm sure that sink, the $600 sink was probably marked up.
Thank you. You know that $600 sink is actually probably more like $250.
Somebody texted
exactly.
in, this bleep is why sinks are $600. $100
now. Childish.
All right. Thanks for calling, Callie. Day
Bye.
Two. Good
well,
luck.
Yeah.
You.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Day three.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Think about how the box was handled during shipping. We don't know.
You don't know how the box was handled. They only opened it later. They're mm-hmm. assuming that their petty old little drop and slide mm-hmm. was the worst thing that happened to that sink from when they got from this warehouse to their front door. Mm-hmm. They don't know what happened.
Nope. Nobody knows.
See, I am answering, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Okay, that's what the listener said.
Oh, well, that is true. I'm answering all late.
Not the jerk. We're done. I have nothing else to say. Sorry I said the bar was low with the moral dilemma these days, but no. I was keeping it real.
Yeah, we got to keep it a buck, man.
I get it. Kiss FM.